Yeah, we certainly get some confidence from that. I think the fact we're able to put Pakistan under pressure, shows that we're improving. I think the fact we're able to get 400 plus first innings, and then as the pitch deteriorated, still get runs under pressure, is a good sign for us. Yeah, probably some sides. I think we've performed pretty well the last 12 months away from home, and that's been a big change for us. We've always been challenging at home, but to do well in the subcontinent. In terms of the spinning conditions, has always been difficult for us. So the fact that we've scored a lot of hundreds away from home, we're starting to get a bowling unit that can take wickets on unresponsive surfaces, shows that we're heading in the right direction. It's been challenging. I think the way, as I said, we got 400 plus in the first innings, but it was hard work. I think the way Shah and Babar bowled was, they don't give a lot of freebies away, so you got to scrap hard for your runs, and that's something that our spinners, are learning. These guys are a little bit more experienced than us, but look, we're getting better, but we certainly know that they're a good side. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were obviously under pressure. The key for us in the third innings was making sure we could continue to score. There's been certain times before where we've, died in a hole sort of trying to survive. So I think the way, Ross had planned his innings well, he knew what he was going to go, what he was going to do. And to be able to go out and execute that against the quality of opposition on a wearing surface was a fine innings. Yep, I think we, yesterday we certainly were frustrated with that. And that was a, to be fair to Safraz, he played extremely well. We sort of tried a lot of different things and it didn't quite come off. And that was a turning point. It obviously sucked a lot of time out of the game in terms of us getting to a point where we could declare. But as I said, we threw everything at him. He played extremely well and deserved his 100. Yeah, I mean, they're two quality bowlers who, over the last couple of years have performed everywhere. So it was a bit of an aberration in Abu Dhabi where they weren't able to create anything, but they still bowled tidily enough. Those guys have gone away and worked on a few things and tried to find ways of creating opportunities, and I thought the way they kept chucking in, today was exceptional, or the last 5 days was great. Look, I think that's, our spinners aren't used to bowling on conditions where the footholds play such a part. And as I said, leading up to the test, the Pakistan spinners beat us off the wicket, and at home, traditionally, we try and beat guys in the air. And when you have footholds to hit, it's very hard to change the method that you've trained your whole life. And I thought the way Ish and Mark, have adapted over the last couple of tests is pleasing, but, they're still striving for that consistency of pace as well. Look, we'll definitely consider it. I mean, we considered it before this test. We had some good discussions over the makeup of the squad, and we'll continue those. As you said, I don't expect that we'll see a huge amount of grass. There certainly wasn't any there 2 weeks ago, so I don't imagine it's grown particularly quickly. So, yeah, we'll look at it and we'll look at the balance of our squad. We've also got our one-day guys over here training as well, and we'll give a lot of our squad players some game time there as well.
Is there any possibility of any of the one-day boys coming into the frame? Daniel Vittori's with the squad.
Yeah, no, look, Dan's obviously a high-quality bowler. But, yeah, nice to see him back playing one-day cricket. I think a test match might be a step too far, but who knows?